All right, we just have a few minutes here before our spritzers with Pritzker, but it is time enough to talk to Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. Steve, how are you? How the heck are you?
Doing well, Anna. How are you?
Not too bad. Today, pretty good, I would say, in fact. And I thought of you because, speaking of the stimulus checks, another wave of scammers are trying to go after people. The one I heard of most recently is a text that's come into your phone, says it's from the IRS. It says your stimulus check is ready, pending your acceptance, and there's a form you need to fill out. All you have to do is click the link, and the bottom line is, do not click that link. Isn't that right, Steve Burness?
Exactly. You do not click any of those links because you don't know actually where they're going. A lot of those links are sending you to different pages, and once you fill out this information, or worst case scenario, they can also drop in, you know, spam or malware on your computer, which then can lock it up, or, you know, watch what you're doing, or turn on your camera on your computer, or whatever it may be. So even if it's coming from a friend, because sometimes they, as you know, Anna, they hijack pages and they get a number of emails that way, and it looks like it's coming from your friend, but the Better Business Bureau has been seeing a plethora of these types of scams all over the nation, reported to our scam tracker, which is receiving a lot of the activity in the last month or so.
You said something when we last spoke, Steve, that in your years, many years of doing this and looking out for the best interests of all of us and consumers, that you've hardly seen this many scams before.
Well, usually, you know, what's, you know, scams, it usually picks on a particular industry, picks on, you know, certain demographics. But with this one, it affects everybody, and the unknown is there. So nobody knows what the end result will be or how long it will take in that matter. And therefore, the scammer, you know, banks on fear. That's what they love to see. And this is like a field day for them and a dream come true. And again, I've been doing this for 32 years at the Better Business Bureau, but I've never experienced it with every type of industry is being affected in some way. I mean, it goes all the way from stimulus checks to, you know, phone calls to, you know, links to websites, fake websites. We got, you know, still imposter websites saying they have these masks. And we've got, you know, still we got huge, it's unbelievable how many still websites have these cures that the government doesn't want you to know about for this virus. Again, there's no cure. These scammers are really, they wake up every morning like we do, and their job is to separate you from your money. And they're going at it full force in many different industries, and it's alarming numbers.
You know, it's unfortunate. It feels these are anxious times for all of us, some more than others. And we're connected to our devices. We're at home. We have time. And it feels as if they're sort of preying on that very thing. There was a crackdown on Instagram because they had thousands of Instagram accounts hawking medical face masks that could be fraudulent or pose a safety risk, they said. Some of them were, it just popped up all of a sudden in just a matter of months. They had 10,000 accounts that popped up in the past few months just selling masks alone. Some of them are scams. Some of them are promising medical protections that can't be delivered. Just another thing to watch out for.
Exactly. You've got to know the person you're buying from. A lot of those Instagrams or the Amazon, sometimes those are individuals that you have no idea and what their track record is, and you've got to know and trust them. That's why the Better Business Bureau suggests you go to known sources, the trusted sources from organizations that you can do some research on them and checking on them. Because right now, everybody's looking for the mask or for the for their stimulus checks and more information on the virus itself. And even the World Health Organization last month said this is an infodemic in the pandemic. And there's so much information out there. Some of it's inaccurate and wrong. And it's being said, it's being told, you know, by the World Health Organization when actually they had nothing to do with that particular article. So you've got to know these, you know, person you're buying from and the organization, but you also have to know where the information on the news is coming from, because it could be coming from a fraudulent source as well. And these websites are popping up. It's just like a whack-a-mole game sometimes, Anna. You know, one goes down, another one comes up, and they just want your information, or they say they got these great masks they want to send you, and the consumers are saying, well, I never got my mask, but my account was charged. They have no mask. They have no intention of sending the mask to scammers. And unfortunately, the consumers, you know, has to go through the process of filing the complaint and trying to get it resolved. But these websites is just amazing. They pop up, and that's a lot of our scams coming to Scam Tracker, the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker, rather, are from people who are buying things from websites they don't know anything about, and they're not getting their products or services.
So they get nothing in response. They give their credit card information, they get charged, and then nothing arrives? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, most of it, nothing arrives, or they just don't get something inferior, like you said, and the consumer doesn't know if it's if it's going to work or not. So you have to know the organization you're buying from that you can trust from in order to get the best quality service you can from that organization. Unfortunately, the scammers are out there, and they're going to continue, and they're in every type of industry. There's always a bad actor in every industry, but this is really amazing, the amount of fraudulent offers we're seeing across the board, and it's going, from government imposters to, it's an issue we're even telling consumers to not even answer their phone and see what the voicemail, if you don't recognize it, and see where that, when they leave a voicemail, then you can see where it's going, or leave that number with us so we can determine where that scam is originating from. But it's getting to the point where you just don't want to answer your phones. I mean, the robocalls and the fake websites. And again, there's a lot of great businesses out there, ladies and gentlemen, but it's, as a consumer, you have to do your due diligence, and you can go to the Better Business Bureau and get a list of accredited businesses as well as specific industries. So know and trust the business is the best way to do business, and don't fall for these scams or offers. And if it seems too good to be true, it usually is. And unfortunately, it's getting a little bit crazier out there right now.
Better Business Bureau is a tremendous resource at this time. So are you. Great information, Steve. $10 million in losses, the FTC alone reports, from people getting scammed since January 1st of this year, coronavirus-related type scams. So it's a tough time to be watching every little thing, but it's important to do. Bottom line is, you don't give out your personal information. You don't give out your Social Security. You try to call them back. Is that
exactly
what you should say?
Yeah, call them back directly, or call the number, or call go directly to the website that you know of that organization. Let them. Hopefully, they'll leave a message, and then you can check that offer or that individual first. Again, just don't answer the phone, and don't give any, like you said, Anna, don't give any personal information. Nobody needs information to return to give you your stimulus checks. There's always, some scammers going to try to separate you from your money, and they're good at it, and you can't really tell the difference sometimes.
That's so true.
Vigilant.
Steve Burness, always good to hear from you. Thanks for keeping us, up to date on what's going on out there.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. We are hearing from people who are receiving their direct deposit stimulus checks. Thanks for letting us know. 630, I got mine and others. So it's just being direct deposited. More in a moment, including Spritzers with Pritzker.